America's real security needs. The United States is not threatened by an armed invasion of a foreign standing army. The age of industrial war has passed, at least for now. Our threats are more complex and less amenable to military solutions. First, we face a continuing dire threat of nuclear proliferation, both by governments and by rogue groups seeking such weapons from wayward states. Second, we face dire threats to the global environment that put the United States and the rest of the world at risk. Third, we face the risks of failed states, Somalia, Afghanistan, and many more, which can foment cross-border war and the spread of disease and refugees, and which can provide a harbor for terror. None of these issues can be solved unilaterally. All require a highly sophisticated network of cooperation on a daily basis over years and decades. Security is a daily challenge to be achieved through cooperative efforts, not a prize to be won by a decisive military battle or change of regime. Yet cooperation requires trust, and trust requires that parties to an effort understand one another's needs and support them. The United States rejected this approach in recent years, abandoning UN treaties, such as the Kyoto Protocol, launching the Iraq War over the objections of the UN Security Council, forsaking basic principles such as the Geneva Conventions against torture, and rejecting the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. The results are plain to see and startling. Rather than achieve cooperation on crucial issues of common concern, America has squandered its reputation. In most parts of the world, the United States is seen as the greatest threat to the planet, not its hope. Few parts of the world see the United States as a reliable partner. A recent BBC survey tells the grim story. More than half of the 18,000 respondents in 18 countries held a mainly negative view of the United States, up from 46% in 2005. Even more dramatically, the proportion with a mainly positive view plummeted from 40% in 2005 to just 29% in 2007. An overwhelming but not surprising 73% opposed the U.S. war in Iraq. The collapse of support is found among traditional allies of the United States. In Germany, for example, only 16% said that they held a mostly positive view of the United States, down from 21% the year before. In Britain, 57% see the U.S. role as mostly negative. In Poland, a traditional mainstay of support for the United States, approval plummeted from 62% in 2006 to 38% in 2007. In Egypt, positive views declined from 21% to 11%. Under these circumstances, there is little chance for creating long-term strategies of mutual cooperation. Governments abroad come under tremendous domestic political pressure when they overtly support U.S. foreign policy initiatives, such as an expansion of a U.S. military base, or flyover rights, or especially when they participate in a military effort led by the United States. The most basic norm of cooperation is reciprocity. I will assist you if you will assist me. But the U.S. attitude has been different. You are either with us or against us, as President Bush declared, with no recognition of the interests of the other country by the United States. The United States has demanded allegiance in the war on terror, without reciprocal support for the war on poverty, disease, or climate change. The UN has been attacked relentlessly by the American right wing as a threat to American sovereignty, as if American objectives could be accomplished unilaterally. This whole approach has by now imploded. Picking up the pieces. The United States must take 6 steps to transform its security policy into a workable framework for the 21st century. Embrace multilateralism and international law. Create a Department of International Sustainable Development. Shift financing from the military to an international sustainable development budget. Address demography and the environment. Reinvigorate the framework for nuclear nonproliferation. Understand the Middle East and respond appropriately. Embrace multilateralism. The neoconservative mistake, at the core, is the misreading of U.S. power. Why cooperate when we can have it all? Yet the bravado is misplaced. 4 years and $500 billion later, Iraq cannot be secured, and tens or hundreds of thousands are dead. The unilateral doctrine is even more preposterous when it comes to global threats such as nuclear proliferation, terrorism, climate change, or avian flu and other epidemics. Inherently, each of these requires thorough and meticulous cooperation from other countries. Much of that cooperation is already cemented in international treaty law and global regulation. In public health, for example, international cooperation to limit the global transmission of disease is codified in a series of international health regulations that enable the World Health Organization, WHO, to call upon member governments for various kinds of urgent actions. Such cooperation must start with the governments involved, but those governments ultimately depend on the support of their populations. U.S. objectives, therefore, depend deeply, not superficially, on global public opinion. The much-quoted Roman aphorism, "Oderint dum metuans," "Let them hate as long as they fear us," is a failure, if it was ever truly believed.